Penguin Audio presents The Godfather's Revenge by Mark Weingartner. Read by Joe Montana. Dressed in a tuxedo and his ratty old fishing hat, Fredo Corleone stood before his brother Michael in the middle of the dark cobblestone street in Hell's Kitchen, where they'd lived as children, a fishing rod in his hand. It was twilight. At the end of the block, the 11th Avenue freight train, which had long since been rerouted and dismantled, rumbled toward them, but was still out of sight. "I forgive you," Fredo said. Blood began to pour from a wound in the back of his head. Michael Corleone did not know what he was seeing, but he knew it wasn't a dream. He certainly did not believe in ghosts. "That's impossible," Michael said. Fredo laughed. "True," he admitted. "Only God can do that, right?" Michael, on the stoop to their apartment building, felt nailed to the spot. "I keep getting confused," Fredo said. "Why did I have to die?" Michael sighed. Same old Fredo, in need of explanations for things he should have understood by instinct. "I understand revenge and all that, but what happened to me compared to what I did, it don't exactly balance out. This ain't exactly your eye-for-an-eye justice, Mike." Michael shook his head sadly. "Fredo," he whispered. I'm not saying I didn't fuck up because I did." Fredo was still bleeding, but slower now.